This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. On March 9th, Yellowstone biologists working in the northern part of Yellowstone National Park reported seeing the first grizzly bear of the spring season. The bear was in the backcountry scavenging on a bull bison carcass. The first reported grizzly bear sighting of last year occurred on March 14th. In 2024, it was March 3rd, and in 2022 and 23, on March 7th. So this year's first reported sighting of a grizzly bear out of hibernation on March 9th is in keeping with previous years. When bears emerge from hibernation, they look for food and often feed on elk and bison that died over the winter. Bears may react aggressively to encounters with people when they're feeding on carcasses. Male grizzlies come out of hibernation in early March. Females with cubs emerge in April and early May. All of Yellowstone National Park and the surrounding ecosystem is grizzly bear and black bear country, from the deepest backcountry to the boardwalks and parking lots around Old Faithful. Yellowstone National Park rangers tell people to follow these bear safety guidelines. Prepare for a bear encounter by carrying bear spray, know how to use it, and make sure it's easily and immediately accessible. Stay alert. If you see a bear, move away. The best defense is not to spark an encounter at all. Hike or ski in groups of three or more, stay on maintained trails, and make noise. Avoid hiking at dusk, dawn, or at night. Do not run if you encounter a bear. Try to stay at least 100 yards away from black and grizzly bears. Approaching bears within 100 yards is prohibited in the park. Store food, garbage, barbecue grills, and other attractants in hard-sided vehicles or bear-proof food storage boxes. And report bear sightings and encounters to a park ranger immediately. There's more information on bear and people safety online at go.nps.gov. Montana communities will be able to host a traveling exhibit commemorating the 250th anniversary of the United States this year that will feature eight Montanans who made significant contributions to Montana and the country since its inception. Libraries, museums, and community centers statewide will be able to reserve the exhibit at America250MT.org. The effort is sponsored by the Montana 250th Commission in partnership with the Montana Historical Society and Humanities Montana. Six copies of the exhibit, a five-panel pop-up, will rotate across the state free of charge to those who reserve it starting March 16th and running through the end of the year. Organizations will be able to reserve the display for up to 8 weeks at a time. The Historical Society said the exhibit, titled Montana Tapestry, invites viewers to consider their connection to Montana and the U.S. across the past, present, and future. The exhibit will feature immunologist Maurice Hilleman, doctor and collector Carolyn McGill, historical figures Pretty Shield and Granville Stewart, veteran and indigenous leader Gilbert Horn Sr., librarian Alma Smith Jacobs, author Ivan Doig, and actor Lily Gladstone. Montana 250th Commission Vice Chair Molly Stockdale said, "Montana history is full of characters, culture keepers, and innovators who have influenced our nation over its first 250 years. Montana Tapestry weaves together their stories and invites audiences to see themselves among the threads that bind us as Americans. We're excited to bring this exhibit across the state, and we hope it can be a springboard for host organizations to share the stories of local individuals who have made contributions as well." Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will also display panels describing Montana's places, people, plants, and animals as they were in 1776 at state parks throughout the year, including Montana Wild in Helena, Flathead Lake State Park, Lewis and Clark Caverns State Park, Bannock, Traveler's Rest, Chief Plenicou State Park, First Peoples Buffalo Jump State Park, and Makoshika State Park, and Pictograph Cave State Park. All of the panels will be on display together during the 250th celebration at the Montana Heritage Center on June 27th, before the nation's 4th of July celebrations. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.